The team has been announced today, Friday, as expected. One change: Neil Magee is back into the fold, replacing his brother Eamon. He's been away for a couple of matches, but that could benefit the Gaedhor man, and he could be a big player in this game on Sunday.
Yeah, good Andy Morning. Massive loss because of his humorous ability to pick up McManus. Lucky for Donegal, we had a man in waiting, Paddy McGrath, stepped up to the plate admirably, and you know, McManus had a big influence over the two games, so mostly all from placed balls, really. So you'd have to say, for him coming back in, and you know, people's wondering how much those couple of games with Monaghan it took out of the team. I suppose Tyrone had a replay as well, so they should be in similar like energy levels and rest levels going in. But there's one man has been sitting chomping at the bit, and that's Neil Magee. And you know, just thinking of, you know, not just defensively, but he gives that team and that rock that he has in the middle, but then burst up the pitch. You know, we've kind of come accustomed to it. It puts the forward completely off his game. He ends up back on his own 45, and Neil has such a power when he comes out with the ball. You know, he often sets up scores, and we've seen him kick points as well. So I think there's a massive game for him, and it's a huge plus for Donegal going into Sunday's match.
The two semi-final matches against Monaghan, they were big games, and in fairness, Donegal should have won them by a lot more, particularly the second day. Is it better going into a final against a side like Tyrone off the back of a narrow one than a big one?
Yeah, I think, Ashton, you're right, we controlled the game, but you know, the way you play in blanket defence, it probably means that you're never going to like kill the team or really go for it. You know, if you look at Donegal, if they go a few scores up, they tend to sit a small bit and maybe invite teams on. They never go for the juggler, you know, in those tight games. And there's so much between Monaghan and ourselves, and I know a lot of people's probably reading into the Longford game that followed, but you know, Monaghan weren't themselves, and sure, we should have put them away twice, but I think particularly the second day, you know, the goals kept them in it, and they were probably bad goals for us to give away. So, you know, yeah, a tight game, I think, served us well, and kind of put to bed for me that bit of a hoodoo that Monaghan was supposed to have over us. I never really thought that was the case, and certainly I think there is one with their own, because you know, they haven't been able to beat us in so long, and I think that could galvanise Tyrone get into this game. You know, you'd certainly be, you know, a lot of guys there, they're thinking this is our time, we have to overturn Donegal. You know, and it's almost like a three-way prize, because you have an Ulster final for Tyrone, you have the winners, you know, beating Donegal team, which Tyrone haven't done in so long, and then you have like a path to the All-Ireland final, which is, you know, avoiding most of the big teams. So it's a massive day, but I think that type of you know, that type of push before the game, it'll only take them so long, and the match, when the game settles down, Donegal will find a rhythm. And you know, that questions have been asked of Tyrone before, they asked of this team, and have they got the mettle to stand up to Donegal? Have they got the mettle to kick their frees, you know, particularly the long range ones? These are all the questions I've let them down before, so it's up to Tyrone now if they can answer them on Sunday.
Is the favourites tag fair enough put upon Tyrone ahead of this game? Do you think that they deserve to have that tag of favourites going into it?
I don't, Oshin. I can't see for the life of me why they are favourites. I would put it pretty much on a knife edge. It's a 50-50. Now, I would be leaning towards Donegal winning the match, but I can understand Tyrone. You know, I know that the goals and what they did against Cavan, but, you know, it has been well documented. I mean, they're on an 18-game unbeaten run since Kerry beat them last year, which must give them a lot of confidence. But it's been, as we say, all Division 2, and that matters a lot now, Oshin. There's no doubting that the teams in Division 1 are at a higher pace and a higher intensity. So Tyrone have never faced us all year, so they're coming up, you know, they're not going to have the freedom of space, they're going to be closed down. You know, Donegal are going to sit and invite them on, and that running game that ran through Cavan at times isn't going to run through Donegal. So that's what I'm saying, it goes back to a psychological battle. Can they handle the heat then when it comes down to it? Because now, maybe more so than ever, I mean, last year people in Tyrone were happy with the Tyrone performance because they came and really probably got stuck into Donegal and made a real game of it previous to the other games. But I think now there's a bit of pressure building on Tyrone that people are expecting nearly this team to outplay Donegal. And as we've seen with our lads, there's no better team than to strangle a team and put them off their stride than Donegal. And I think that's what will happen on Sunday. Donegal will stop that running game. Tyrone don't have a long ball option inside. The likes of McCallisky and O'Neill and that can't win an awkward or a high ball in, not against the likes of McGee and McGrath and our guys sweeping up. But at the other end of the pitch, we have got that long ball option. So as we've seen with Tyrone, and you know, even in Celtic Park when they're in complete control of the game, they had 15 men in behind the ball. You know, they will sit deep, but I think if we're stuck, then we can go route one to McBertie and Murphy when he's inside. And when them two guys inside, Oshin, I don't think there's any fullbacks or anybody in the fullback line in the country can handle the power that they have inside.
Of what you've seen of Donegal this year, I suppose the blend, the mix is right there at the moment between the established players who are going for their onto their sixth final in a row, and then you've got the young boys who have stepped up as well, the likes of Mark Anthony McGinley in goals, and Owen McEwen, not forgetting Kieran Gillespie as well. But of the evidence of what you've seen this year, is the hunger back in Donegal, Brendan?
Yeah, certainly. I think good Andy Monaghan, you know, as you said, there was big doubts over, you know, possibly like being without Paul Durkin, you know, big shoes to fill. And we seen against Fermanagh, we tried a few kickouts, it didn't really work, and the management and Mark Anthony was 100% right. Give it long, contest the ball, and you know, it was never an issue against Monaghan. You know, McGrath stepped up to Mark McManus. You know, we obviously didn't have Niamh Gallagher playing, and he would be our premier ball winner out behind the field. So those are the questions going on the morning, along with maybe Alan Lafreeze we coughed up against Fermanagh. So we answered all those questions, and there was a real drive from the boys, you know, and you couldn't help but be proud at Donegal leaving that, because Monaghan had sometimes turned the table on us in those previous games and maybe outworked us and had our number somewhat, but Donegal completely flipped it on them. A lot of people says that, you know, we left it behind the first day, we come back and upped it again the second day. So, you know, the signs are fantastic, and you can go to Clonus now, sure in mind that Donegal are going to give their best. So if Tyrone can match that or better it, you know, fair play to them on the day, but you can be sure Donegal are going to be, for me, playing at the peak of their powers.
What sort of contest then are we expecting on Sunday, Brennan? What sort of match are we expecting? Is it going to be one of these dogged affairs and at times not pretty football? Are we going to get some of the epic stuff that we've already seen in Ulster?
Yeah, well, I think, well, yeah, we've kind of maybe reined in what we expect from games now. I think there's two reasons for that. One is the blanket offences, obviously. The other one is, you know, a lot of the games are very uneven contests. So we often look at games, you know, and we think it's going to be uneven. You know, we don't expect much. And if there is a bit of a game, then we get excited by it. You know, a lot of the Monaghan stuff was normal. Monaghan-Donegal was like a typical Ulster game. It wasn't pretty at times, but it was so intensive and so intriguing because the players knew each other so well that it was fascinating stuff. You know, and some people, like I talked to at the game neutrals, just thought it was all right. But I think if you were involved with the teams, if you were from Donegal or Monaghan, you know, it was exciting stuff. And I think a game, you know, Oisin, is going to be like low scoring. You know, if Donegal can get a goal, I think if they out goal Tyrone, they'll definitely win the match. But certainly it's going to be tense and tough. But that leads to a different type of excitement. And it's just the football we've got used to now. But there's so much at stake for the two teams, and the rivalry now has got so hot that, you know, it could be the game of the summer, not for the purists, but just for the sheer excitement and, you know, the enthralling nature of it.
You mentioned that there's so much at stake there, Brendan. One thing is, of course, the Ulster title lifting the Anglo-Celt Cup. Donegal won it for a fourth time in 6 years. Tyrone haven't been there for 6 years and they haven't won it since 2010. But there's a lot more here as well, because you mentioned earlier on about a turn and can Tyrone turn Donegal over. When Donegal, if you go back 4 or 5 games, turned Tyrone over in the championship, it was a turn for Donegal and it started a run to where they're at now. Is that a case for Tyrone, if they take victory, they could find themselves in a similar situation to what Donegal was back 2011-2012?
Yeah, I've seen people highlight that and look at similarities between the two, but I just think that it's completely changed now because the game has got so tactical. Donegal really know how to manage a game. They know how to win matches, and they stick to that rigid system that makes them very hard to beat. Now, Tyrone at that stage were probably maybe just starting to go down from that brilliant 3-in-a-row team from 2008 was All-Ireland before. So it was a very different time. And if you look at their meetings recently, Tyrone, Hart, obviously, same man in charge, still playing the same game. You know, obviously, what he did with Tyrone was created a good bond. They had a brilliant team. They worked at such a high-intensive level that, let alone with the skills that they have, propelled them to them All-Irelands. I think when Jim came in, you know, and Rory, and the tactics they brought, you know, were just on another level altogether, how they work kickouts and how they work space and how they sat and really strangled teams, you know, was something that hadn't been seen before. So it's taken heart to this season, I think, really, to say, right, we need a change in Tyrone, because they've come up short against Donegal every game. And as I say, I've seen signs this year, you know, of them playing like the double sweepers the last day, and of like in Celtic Park playing, you know, 15 in behind the ball when they were 6 or 7 points up. So I think Tyrone have said, you know, right, we have to go as far as this, we have to go as deep as this to take them on at their own game. And it's speaking about Monaghan, that's what they did. They took Donegal on at their own game. I think Tyrone have finally realised that's what they have to do. Now, once they sit that deep, they've definitely got the players to break as well. So, you know, it's a different thing now, actually. The games have got so tactical now. I don't think it'll be a massive game for Tyrone, but there'll be nothing stopping Donegal coming round and taking them next year if Tyrone were to win on Sunday, but hopefully that doesn't happen.
Yeah, and just on a Donegal point of view, finally, Brendan, this could be the last Ulster final for quite a few of the more experienced Donegal players who have put in huge shifts over the last number of years for the county.
Yeah, definitely. I think, actually, in that mix that we have, you know, because the figure was thrown out about the average age at 25 or whatever was bandied about, because everybody thought Donegal were aging and were going back and going back. But we have this kind of, there's very few players in the middle, kind of maybe, you know, Murphy himself, like McBurdy's young, the two McHughes, as you were saying, you know, Gillespie coming in. You know, so the average age has suddenly dropped, and then you have guys that could be on their last stand, you know, probably Rory, you know, likes a Kerry Lacy, like Eamon McGee has talked about it, maybe Michael Hannigan-Toy. So there's a nice mix. I think those guys, you know, have been energised by the young lads coming in, and everybody really wants this title. And you'd have to say for Rory Gallagher, like he's as desperate for Mickey Hart. You know, he needs this title. He wants this title as much as anybody. And you'd have to say him and Brendan Maxey, the whole backroom team, you know, they were criticised, you know, for the run in the league. They said at the time, judges on the championship, and so far they've been true to their word. And, you know, as I say, the whole Donegal crew, as usual, has got behind them. And, you know, I'm expecting a brilliant day at Clonus on Sunday, and hopefully they come out on top.
We're all looking forward to it. So you're going to call it finally, Brendan?
Yeah, Donegal by two.